Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello there, my very good friends. On today's wrestling news, WWE backstage morale is up following the success of Raw.
That one thing you really wanted WWE to do may finally be happening.
The WWE's Raw ratings were absolutely insane this week.
And Triple H describes wrestling as this tiny little thing happening in bars. I'm Adam Wilborn.
And I learned everything I know about wrestling from a WWE documentary.
And this is the news.
Right, we're gonna talk...
Morale. It's good in the What Culture office.
It is. It always is, baby. It always is. But it's good in WWE too at the moment. So this is a stark contrast from some of the stuff we were covering earlier in the year, particularly after the Royal Rumble,
yep,
if I recall. But people being pissed off about Shane McMahon over here going, yes, I should go toe-to-toe with an MMA fighter. Thank you very much. All of that stuff. Morale is up, and this is hardly a surprise,
yes,
I don't think. But it's interesting nonetheless. The report comes from Fightful Select. Now, there's a shock. Sean Ross Sapp coming through with a scoop.
No crap, you're
It's
Sapp.
Like a bi-daily occurrence. He's a crazy man on crazy form. Early on in the day, Fightful, before Raw, we're told that WWE were hoping to make a statement with that episode of Raw. And what happened was it was like the most well-received weekly show that WWE's produced of the year, probably. Mm-hmm. Like, I personally thought it was the best Raw in months. This was because fresh matchups, things had stakes, there was a one-night tournament for the US title contendership, all of that good stuff. And apparently morale is up as a result of this. This is good,
yes,
obviously. People are happy in their job. And even people who weren't on the show were apparently excited. A bunch of different wrestlers across a bunch of different brands said that they had renewed optimism now that Triple H was the guy with the pencil. They used Dakota Kai being brought back very quickly as a good sign, as it makes NXT wrestlers hopeful for their future on the main roster under Triple H. Two wrestlers in WWE, top talent, they're described here, so big people, they were excited to not have to wrestle the same person every week, which is kind of,
that doesn't narrow down anyone. That could be
cool.
Anyone.
And there's a bunch of positivity coming out of the show regarding Ciampa and Mustafa Ali as well, because they were given prominent positions.
Oh, finally.
They were given a chance to shine, all of that stuff. And somebody outside WWE also noticed that there was an increased focus on the women's division, which is certainly true. I think Bayley interacted with everyone on the roster this week, near enough. Bayley and her crew, obviously.
Yeah.
So yeah, this is good to hear. You like to hear about morale being up. You like to hear about things going well. And yeah, personally, I'm not hugely surprised by this because talent seemingly loves Triple H. They love Stephanie. We've gone into Vince a lot lately, but maybe not so much love going on there from everyone on the roster. But yeah, good to hear.
Yeah, exactly. Just really nice to report this. Warm and fuzzy in my tum-tum, in the words of Simon Miller. Just to hear this, because when we would report about bad morale backstage in WWE, it's awful anyway, but it was kind of nice to hear still, because it's like they're still passionate to get pissed off about all this bollocks that fans
sure
are upset about.
Yeah. It's been
but now,
to get pissed off.
Exactly.
Sometimes.
Now, both fans and wrestlers, you know, in WWE can see that potentially with Trips at the helm, it's heading in the right direction. And yeah, it's just nice to see people go to work and not have a bad time of it.
Yeah.
Everything you listed there, from the development on Monday Night Raw to just the fact that they brought these people in and cleared out this path again, potentially from NXT to the main roster without being called some stupid bloody name.
Yeah. Small person, you can't draw. You're only 5'11". Like,
yeah.
Decades old biases that really need to go in the bin. Yeah, I'm excited, man. I'm really excited.
It's this weird feeling, I gotta admit. It's like, I feel like we're in the Upside Down or something. Yeah. But one thing that may have contributed to the good morale as well is the fact that the thing we always asked WWE to do for years, and we all knew that with Vince at the
never going to change.
At the helm.
The helm. With the pencil.
Yes. It was never going to change. It now apparently may do, because PW Insider's Mike Johnson has revealed that WWE is offering increased creative freedom to its wrestlers following the whole shake-up of everything. Greater flexibility on the microphone is the terminology used. Basically opening up the possibility of doing a bit of improv. Not like, hey, what's the deal with airline food? Is this thing on? But just not verbatim reading this bollocks that the writers have written, because the twat upstairs likes alliteration, basically. And that extends even into matches. One of the reasons why that brawl, what was it called? Good old-fashioned Donnybrook match.
That's right, sir.
Was so well received between Drew McIntyre and Sheamus is because rather than it being really overproduced and laid out, you do this spot, you do this spot, you do this spot. Apparently the wrestlers were told, yeah, you can call the majority of that in the ring. And obviously those two have worked together for years. They're great mates. It probably worked better for them for that rather than trying to just remember what they got to do next over here. It's astonishing. I feel like I'm still sleeping. Because yeah. This is a dream. Good morale in WWE. Ratings up, which we'll talk about in a second.
About that, yeah.
And yeah, don't say to people you have to say Sparkle Crash or some bollocks.
Yeah, like scripting people to say things they would never say in real life has been it's something that loads of people have been wanting for a long, long time. It's also something that loads of wrestlers who've come out of the company and gone, yeah, this writer handed me a script that had 4,000 words and I had to memorize it before I went on air, and my character would never say any of this, but I have to because it's my job. And like, it's a major source of frustration. I don't think there's a single argument for scripted promos, not one. It feels so much realer. It feels so much more organic, so much more natural when they're using their own words, when they're expressing themselves the way they want to. Obviously, the writers, whoever's making the booking decisions, gives you guidelines, gives you bullet points, and goes, hey,
that makes sense.
Hit these points, but do it in your own voice. I don't subscribe to this idea that, you know, people need a script to keep them on track. I think it's nonsense.
Script all of this, and look how much of a shambles it is.
Yeah, exactly. Word for word. We're actually reading off a massive audio queue right now that's held by Michael Sidgwick, who's not actually on holiday.
This second story makes me and my tater tat very happy indeed.
Anyway, Sparkle Crotch, let's move on to our local medical third news rating story of the Superstar Universe. And let me tell you what, Culture Universe, you are going to enjoy this news opportunity championship that I have for you. Camera cut, camera cut, camera cut. We should have got Phil in to do some camera cuts.
Oh, yeah.
That, shouldn't we? Raw ratings. We don't talk ratings on the channel.
I fell off my chair when I read this last night.
It's a big number. We don't talk ratings on the channel unless it's something exceptional.
Yes.
So if Raw does a crazy huge number, we're going to talk about it. If Dynamite draws 5 people, we're going to talk about that as well. This is how it works. So, you know, for those of you who don't like ratings talk, the timestamps are in the description.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Stick with
us. And it's very rare this that we talk about it. So,
Raw was up pretty big, right? 2.23 million viewers across its 3 hours. This is the highest overall viewership in over 2 years. It's the highest overall viewership since the first episode of the Empty Arena era, when everyone tuned in just to figure out what the hell this show was going to look like.
Yeah, horrible flashback when I read that from Brandon Thurston.
Yeah, it's not a nice
experience.
Oh God,
don't take me back there, Brandon.
So they landed also a P1849 rating, a demo rating of 0.61, which meant it finished first on the night amongst cable originals. This is significantly higher than the show that finished number 2 was Better Call Saul with a 0.36.
Was that the Breaking Bad one?
That's the Breaking Bad spin-off with
no,
Saul.
But I think that special with it doesn't matter.
Oh, I don't know.
No spoilers.
I fell off Better Call Saul after like 3 seasons, as good as it was. But yeah, there we are. Big increase. The 18 to 49 is actually only the highest since just after WrestleMania. But the viewership is way up. Obviously, this is it comes from excitement for Triple H.
Yes.
It comes from post SummerSlam buzz. It's all of that good vibes, Vince going, all of the good energy surrounding the company at the moment.
All it took to increase the ratings was just get rid of Vince.
Get rid of the useless
just
old
Vince.
Bugger.
There you go.
Yeah, get rid of the dilapidated old prick.
This is great. Look, more wrestling fans, more people watching wrestling. I mean, granted, we should probably hold fire in terms of getting too excited about it because it could just be the potential intrigue, a bit like on that pandemic show of people going, let's see what it's like. But all I saw from people on social media was like, oh, yeah, this is quite good. This, I might stick around for next week. We'll see what the ratings are next week and how that reflects and, you know, what on earth is going to be for SmackDown, for example. That could be very interesting too.
Yes.
But more people watching wrestling, whether you're a WWE fan, whether you're an AEW fan, you can like all wrestling, guys.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other wrestling shows to talk of right now. But
yeah, I watch two comedies, you can like them all. Yeah, no, absolutely. It's great. It's great. It's great for everyone when everything does well and all of that nonsense. Like, it's good for us because more people are paying attention, which means more people...
Pay rise, baby!
It's good... It's his birthday soon, remember. It's good for everyone. If you're a fan and you want more options and this show's going to be, you know, more to your taste, that's great. Yeah. I love waking up on a Tuesday morning this week and going, hey, Raw might actually be really cool because Triple H is penning it, not Vince.
Exactly.
Next week's numbers will be more interesting, in my opinion, because that shows how many people watched this week's show and went, hey, I'm going to stick around. Because you're always going to get that buzz when something this seismic happens. But yeah, this is really awesome.
Yeah.
And wrestling is wrestling.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Right, let's conclude by talking about Triple H's appearance on the Impulsive podcast. That's Logan Paul's podcast, of course. It's one of the best podcasts out there that isn't ours. He talked about Vince McMahon. He said about how he had massive shoes. I'm just going to read the quote. I'll say this about Vince. Massive shoes that I couldn't even dream of beginning to think to fill. We have an unbelievable team. It's never going to be one person. One person can't even begin to fill his shoes. It's going to take an entire team of people to jump into those shoes because without him, there is none of this. And then he made a fascinating statement that I would love to know your thoughts on, Andy. He said, the vision to take this tiny little thing happening in bars to this big, big global sensation like nothing else. WrestleMania is one of the most valuable sports franchises on the planet. I don't think wrestling was this tiny little thing happening in bars.
He was doing so well, wasn't he? He was doing so well.
For the
this
most
week.
Part, on this podcast, he was speaking the truth. But what do you think of his statement there?
He was doing so well this week, wasn't he? Yeah, you know, this was a good reminder that for all the goodwill we have, and we're all excited about the changes, 100%. I thought Raw was really good this week, and I can't wait to see what he does next. A reminder that despite all this goodwill, despite this raise in morale, despite, you know, just the feel-good factor around WWE following Vince's departure, Triple H is still about the bull, isn't he?
He's still working.
He's still about the bollocks. Yeah, I mean, this is complete nonsense. He knows this is complete nonsense as well.
Come on.
There are so many ways you can disprove this. It's not even worth going through all of them. But, like, something that I think is quite a neat fact about this is that Jim Londos, right, who is widely credited as the highest drawing wrestling star of all time in terms of in terms of attendances, like huge houses for decades and decades, actually retired the year WWE was founded, which I think that's really
great.
It's quite a neat thing to do. Yeah, complete nonsense. Vince McMahon was incredible for WWE's business. He was terrible for the rest of the United States wrestling industry. But Triple H knows all of that. He's trying to feed into that revisionist history WWE Network documentary brain. That's why I opened the video the way I did. I kind of appreciate him going like and just being like a little rascal.
Yeah, you can't halfway house that, can you?
Yeah, but it's complete nonsense. Don't fall for it. Look at it the way we do and have a laugh.
Don't get me wrong, WrestleMania is huge.
It's
a massive thing. But wrestling existed before it.
Yeah, exactly. Look up the territories. They happened, you know. Like I'm pretty sure Fritz Von Erich's retirement match drew like 90,000 people.
I did like the fact that he was like, I'm on Logan Paul's podcast. There's no way he's calling me out on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Wrestling was only in little tiny bars, I think.
Yeah, Logan Paul looking up going, well, actually, Whipper Billy Watson drew 70,000 in Oakland in 1970. That's just...
You gotta say, Logan, this prime's tasting real good right now.
Oh, man, what a riot. What a blast.
Right, let's move on to your Twitter questions. At WhatCultureWWE, of course, if you want to get in touch with us. The Whatever starts us off today.
Just, I swore you in that.
Yeah, don't worry. I've noted it down. Hi, guys. Looking forward to Clash near the Castle. Of course, that goes down on the Saturday Clash at the Castle. On a chat I'm on, some have been calling Clash at the Castle a glorified house show. Do you agree, or do you think WWE are planning to make this just as huge as any other US pay-per-view? Hashtag King of the... Oh, psych. Damn you!
Take a seat, boy. I think it's too early to call it a glorified house show. If we get a couple of weeks down the line and the card is rubbish, yeah, fair enough. Mm-hmm. If we get a couple of weeks down the line and it's like, hey, here's 15 tag team matches and 7 rematches, yeah, cool. I'm happy to jump on that train. But we only have one match set in stone so far, that being Drew versus Roman. So I would not feel comfortable calling it a glorified house show just yet because we don't have any evidence as of yet.
I don't think it will be purely because of the era we just stepped into.
Yeah.
Maybe if we were 2 years into the Triple H era, and certainly if we were still in the Vince time period, they'd go, ah, bollocks, just they're lucky to have it. It's very rare, obviously, we get anything outside of WWE live at your local arena.
Live at your tiny little bar.
we're jazzed when we get Raw in London. So, yeah, we're excited for it regardless, obviously. I think they're going to hoist some good big matches on there because what's the one after this? Extreme Rules, and that's probably not till end of September, beginning of October, I think. It is beginning of October, it's mid-October. Right. It is, because I can't do the stream for that because I'm at my mate's wedding. Thanks very much, Matt.
Anyway, you, Matt.
So,
I've met Matt, he's quite nice.
Yeah, he's all right.
Sorry, Matt.
I'm his best man, I probably shouldn't be saying that, should I? Anyway, yes, so that's not till October. So they've got, this is the gap between SummerSlam and Extreme Rules, and it's sufficient time. You've got time to build it. Triple H should try for this. You've got the Mad World title match. I don't exactly know what's going to happen there, but I hope... Fingers crossed it's more than just a glorified house.
And if you want to see a show in a tiny little bar on the Friday night, we've still got tickets on sale, baby.
Hey, that's what Triple H was really talking about.
It's actually a comic book store.
Tiny little thing
as well,
in bars. He was talking about Clash near the Castle.
It's quite a big comic store, actually, as well. So, yeah.
Sin City, baby.
Not a tiny thing.
James Arnold Jr. continues.
Hello, Jim.
He writes, now that Triple H is in control of talent and creative, what do you think the possibility of the Forbidden Door?
I think it's...
being open and doing cross-promotional matches.
More stuff. Less. This, to me, if there was a sliver of hope under Vince McMahon, which I don't think there was, I think this closes it all together. I know we like to Papa H, all this stuff, Papa H, and he's got a lot of goodwill this week. And look, I'm on the Kool-Aid train this week with Triple H, apart from, you know, the thing. but no, I think this kills any opportunity that you might have had, because initial signs point towards them being more aggressive. Vince McMahon left WWE on the 22nd of July, and 4 days later they announced an NXT special for the same day as the AEW pay-per-view on the 4th of September. Also, Triple H lost the Wednesday Night Wars. Do we think he's going to sit there and go, yes, that's fine, I will accept this defeat? Nah, he's got the big seat now. He's got the pencil. He's got these massive brands that dwarf AEW. He's going to get even more aggressive. He's going to be even less likely to collaborate. And I don't think they should collaborate in any way, because WWE doesn't have a good history of playing with others.
I think the best you're going to get is a sort of Mickey James James-esque, oh, you can do that, maybe, but beyond that, I don't think they're going to do anything with New Japan. I certainly don't think they're going to do anything with AEW.
No.
It's wishful thinking. I think they're more than likely, as Andy said, to counter-program and also now say, hey, now Vince isn't here, why don't you leave that company and come to us?
And Triple H was leading the charge for that global localization.
Yeah, he was
going
to have NXT Japan.
Yeah,
or
like,
they?
Let's open a performance center in Japan and completely try and ruin that scene, and let's go to Mexico and do the same. They've got the UK performance center. Like, that was his goal. Like, yeah. He's not... Like, his booking is going to be, I think, so much better for a lot of people. And I think backstage, the morale is going to be way up. But Triple H is not this nice, you know, let's raise the whole business up. Nah, he's a corporate guy, man. He wants WWE to succeed above all else.
But you're telling me there could be one more WCPW show?
We'll have to see about that.
Daniel Murphy gives us our final question of the day, saying, morning, King of the Mic. Oh, blah, 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 blah. The heel with
the
eel.
He got in before the eel.
Stop! It's the real.
I'm going to take your glasses.
Don't. Give me a kiss, give me a kiss.
No, you'll bite
Let
you.
Let me kiss the eel.
He'll bite you.
Oh!
Ah, the
bleeding.
Eel.
Giving trips. Yeah, hey, giving trips is giving new life to WWE. Do you see Bron Breakker finally being a Steiner on the Raw after Mania?
Oh,
yes, you're
boy.
Welcome for the nicknames. Thanks very much, Dan.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, I mean, I'd like that. I'd like it. I'm kind of used to the name Bron Breakker.
Bron Breakker.
Right? It sounded really silly. That's the thing about bad wrestling names. Unless it's really bad, after a while, you're usually like, whatever.
Io Sky's fine.
Yeah, Io Sky's fine. Like, I
call him Gunther now.
So do I. I call him Hamflet most times. It would be nice. Like, Rex Steiner is a killer ring.
Oh,
that's an
so
awesome
good.
Ring name. And it ties him to his lineage. But I do believe there is some intellectual property ownership stuff there with the Steiner name that Scott
in the Hall of Fame and
might not be willing to compromise.
Scott Steiner and Triple H gone so well. So
yeah. Scott Steiner, of course, is a big fan of Stephanie as well.
Yeah, exactly.
After he was full of praise on that interview.
On our channel!
On our channel.
Go check it out!
He said, see you next Tuesday, Stephanie. That's exactly what
it would be hilarious if someone got called up from NXT and got a good name, wouldn't it? You had a bad name down there.
Who's got a bad name down there at the moment that we could get? They become the...
You just called the Grizzly Young Veterans because they were great as they were.
The wrestle guys. The wrestling boys.
Don't get me started. Also, do not touch... Every guy, baby.
The eels going to have to deal with that impression soon as well. Jeez.
Right. I've been looking forward to showing this all day. I want to give a massive shout out to... Depraved Slasher on Twitter, who brings us today's and finally...
Is that in relation to the Cape Stabber?
And Depraved Slasher... simply has been working very hard on a project that I didn't realise was a thing, but it is now, apparently. He writes, I present to you 0 second faces of Simon Miller of What Culture on the ups and downs for the month of July. Love you, Simon. And it's just Miller's face at the top, every ups and downs.
Wow.
which out of the 21 faces describes how you're feeling today, Andy?
The upside down one.
Good.
Yeah, the upside down one. Because I don't know what to think anymore.
I'm going to go number 14. That's third level, 4 across. That's how I'm feeling today, right there.
Full of glee.
Just in a good mood.
Full of glee.
But I love this. This is amazing.
That's really good. Thank you. What's his name?
Depraved Slasher. So.
Thank you, Mr. Slasher.
He's also got an axe and a knife on him.
He's good. Like, it's a good job we put this over, otherwise he might slash us.
Goodness me. Right, not if we've got the eel. We'll be fine, we're safe. Right, let us know your thoughts.
The eel's got his own knife. I'll show you it tomorrow.
I think I might have seen this.
Yeah,
I think he might have been running around the office yesterday with
it. He might have been, yeah. He's a right rascal of a boy, isn't he? Like,
right. He's such a squeaky bastard.
That's the second and third swears of the video.
Yeah. Right, at What Culture WWE.
I mean, to be fair, the chair is absolutely
ridiculous.
Fucked,
isn't it? So sorry, Phil.
Why has this video been so weird?
Wait a second. Actually, the chairs in What Culture are really good. It's a bad take out, ladies and gentlemen. Right, well, at What Culture WWE for us on Twitter. Andy, where can people find you on Twitter?
You can find me at Andy H. Murray. The H stands for hey. Have you ever seen an eel wearing a... Yeah, you have now.
I was just thinking, why has no one done any screenshots of me and Andy? Oh, because they're already ridiculous as is.
Yeah, you don't need to. You don't need to.
Adam Wilborn, has the eel got a Twitter?
Very eel video.
We need to set this up.
Yeah, we do.
We'll announce it on Friday's news.
The eel needs to arrive.
What Culture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcasts from, for daily wrestling podcasts, we're reviewing NXT. Looking ahead to AEW.
Drop your hat, you little prick.
Like, share, subscribe. You know the deal. My thanks, Andy. Thank you for joining us. And we We'll see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There's stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.